The Obama administration has decided to send an ambassador back to Syria. The ambassador was withdrawn in 2005 to protest the killing of a former Lebanese prime minister. The Bush administration suspected Syrian involvement.
Another issue that has caused tension between the U.S. and Syria is Syria's policing of its border. The U.S. and Iraq have accused Syria of allowing foreign fighters to cross into Iraq. But things have changed at the border. As NPR's Deborah Amos reports, business there for Syria is booming.
Syria is looking to Iraq to improve its economy. This month, a new freight rail line opened between Syria's port on the Mediterranean to Iraq's port city on the Persian Gulf. The first freight cars loaded with automobiles from Europe stopped in the Baghdad market. Syria offers a faster and cheaper route than the traditional transit through the Suez Canal. It's a sign that Damascus and Baghdad are eager to revive business ties, says Syrian economist Samir Seyfan.
The atmosphere is getting better and positive. The two sides, they are understanding now, they should work together.
Iraq is a booming market for products that Syria exports, says Seyfan, in a partnership based on economic necessity. Syria is running out of oil. Production is down by 30%, and for the first time, the national budget is in deficit. On the Iraqi side, consumer demand is high, says Josh Landis. He's an American academic who writes an influential blog on Syria.
Syria is shoveling across all kinds of processed food, shoes in big numbers. But they see the potential for real new trade.
Trade ties were even stronger in the past, $2 billion in the year before the U.S. invasion. Since then, relations have been tense because Syria opposed the American military presence in Iraq. But ties with the Iraqi government have warmed somewhat since the U.S. announced plans for withdrawal. In April, Syria's prime minister was in Baghdad for trade talks. Now, Syria wants to be the key land and sea route between Iraq and Europe, says Faisal Miqdad, deputy foreign minister.
What we and our Iraqi brothers have in mind, anything Iraq needs to import from the world will go through that line.
The big money is in the transport of Iraq's oil and gas. There have been discussions on building a new natural gas pipeline to serve Europe's energy needs. A deal on reopening an oil pipeline is already in the works, says Peter Harling with the International Crisis Group. He's based in Damascus.
A contract has been signed to reactivate a pipeline between Iraq through Syria up to the Mediterranean. That's a crucial Syrian interest.
This could be a business partnership, says Josh Landis, with political consequences.
This means a lot of things. It means that Syria wants to work with the United States on stabilizing Iraq.
And stabilizing Syria's economic prospects. This spring, the Syrian Security Exchange opened its doors. Issam Kayal runs the operation. Trading takes place 2 days a week.
We have so far six brokerage firms, but we start with the stock.
So how is the stock market in Syria?
Yeah, it's fine. It's growth. It's going up.
Syria is shifting from a state-run system to a model open to foreign investment and private banks. But there are significant challenges ahead. Corruption is well documented. Business contracts are often controlled by the family and allies of the Syrian president. U.S. economic sanctions still limit outside investment. The U.S. cites serious support for militant groups and charges foreign fighters are still able to slip across the Syrian border into Iraq. Now, Syria has an interest in closing the border to militants while opening it to business, says Peter Harling.
Increasingly, Syria has discovered that it has an interest in Iraqi stability, not simply for economic reasons.
The militants have become a problem inside Syria, says Harling.
So you had a pattern of clashes on Syrian territory, which also opened, I think, the eyes of Syrian officials to the dangers related to instability in Iraq for their own country.
Stability, he says, could mean good business on both sides of the border. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Damascus.